So Chris, first, thanks for having me, and thanks for breaking the story, because it's clearly something that's been going on and suppressed for so long. And you could see that the people of Minnesota have been carrying this burden, and they almost seem relieved. But what we've found, two things, really three. One, this, as you reported, this waste, fraud, and abuse in the system, bigger than anyone thought, and we'll see where that goes. Two, the leakage, and how does this get out of the country? Either if you are on public assistance and you are sending money out of the country, one of two things must be true. You are getting too much assistance because you have excess funds to feed yourself, your family, food, clothing, or you've got stolen money and you're sending that out. But in either case, money needs to stay in the U.S. or your benefits need to be cut. Three, how can we use the investigations in Minnesota as a model for what's happened and push it out to the other 49 states? Because Minnesota is likely the most egregious, maybe not, we'll see. I have an open mind, but the scale, just because of the population sizes, California, Illinois, New York, that what's going on here is a microcosm of what's going on there. And it's like someone on the panel said today, benefits have been turned into businesses. It is a cottage industry of teaching people how to form multiple LLCs, how to game the system, how to move money around, and we'll see where the money goes. I'm here because what Treasury does is follow the money. We follow the money, and we have done it with the mafia, where we were able to take them down, Mexican drug cartels, and now these Somali fraudsters. And we can always do it. We'll see what kind of recoveries we can get for the American people.